This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This is an Odyssey original.
This is the War in Ukraine Daily. I'm Charles Feldman.
And I'm Mike Simpson from the KNX Odyssey Studios in Los Angeles. When Russia launched its invasion of Ukraine in February, the U.S. and most Western countries immediately launched what they claimed would be crippling sanctions against Russia and Vladimir Putin. Little to no loopholes or exceptions, leaders like President Biden promised the sanctions would be unrelenting, the goal of severely degrading Russia's ability to fight in Ukraine. 4 months later, jury remains very much out about the impact of the sanctions. Some members of the Biden administration now acknowledging the sanctions might have caused just as much harm to the U.S. economy as Russia's.
Rising energy and food costs in the U.S., which at least in part can be directly tied to sanctions against Russia, have become two of the main drivers of inflation, which hit a 40-year high this month. Russia's recent oil profits due to rising prices have made up for a loss in exports from the sanctions, and Bloomberg News is reporting that some Biden administration officials also worry that sanctions on Russia aren't stopping the invasion of Ukraine and are instead exacerbating inflation, worsening food insecurity, and punishing ordinary Russians. With us now to explain is Gary Huffbauer with the Peterson Institute for International Economics. He's an expert on sanctions and trade policy. How would you characterize how the sanctions against Russia have worked out so far?
Well, the big hope at the beginning was to deter Russia from invading. That was before February 24th. But the sanctions were too amorphous at that time, and Putin didn't believe that he'd be hit with what he's been hit with. So the deterrence failed. Now, when you come to the punishment phase, and that's all these heavy sanctions we have on right now, you have to weigh them against the dedicated policy of Putin. And once a major country like Russia decides it's going to go on a certain course, it's really hard to reverse that course with sanctions. And as you said, while Russia's selling less oil, it's making a lot more money per barrel. And so in terms of its own budget and its own trade balance, it's doing okay. There's a lot of pain in Russia, but not enough to change Putin's mind.
So does there come a point when we come to the conclusion, perhaps, that the sanctions are starting, if not already, having a more negative effect on us, at least in the short run, than they are on Russia?
Well, the Europeans were afraid of this right at the beginning because, of course, they are much more reliant on Russian oil and gas and other products than we are. We have very little direct trade with Russia. But now that we're into the sanctions game in a big way, I would be very surprised to see a reversal, even though, and this was not anticipated, I think, by the Biden administration, energy prices, oil prices are up to $120 a barrel, it's creating a lot of inflation here in the U.S., and that's very painful. But once you've set your course in this way, it's not going to be quickly reversed.
What are some of the other reasons that they'd be hurting us after the talk? At the beginning, like you mentioned, that it won't so much be us, it's more Europe because they're more linked. Is it that so many companies just pulled out, abandoned Russia entirely? The Bloomberg article talks about, you know, self-sanctioning almost, saying, you know what, I washed my hands of everything over there.
You're right. I was impressed that so many U.S. companies withdrew, and about 1,000 big companies in total have withdrawn from Russia, and they've taken a big hit, about $60, $70 billion of losses they've taken. So that's very painful. But in addition, you know, Russia is quite a supplier of grains, and there are parts of the world that are very dependent on grains, both from Russia and Ukraine, which of course is blocked, and hunger is quite prevalent. I'm talking about parts of Africa and the Middle East. And these countries aren't happy with what's happening. And in part, they blame the U.S. So I think foreign policy concerns for what's happening in other parts of the world is also playing into President Biden's calculations.
You know, I do wonder if our intelligence apparatus misjudged a number of things about how the sanctions might impact Russia. I was reading the other day about, you know, after McDonald's, for example, pulled out, and that wasn't really because of the sanctions, but because as a company, it felt it wanted to get out of Russia. But still, in terms of it wanting to add to the weight of the economic infliction on the Russian economy. But the thinking apparently was that once, you know, McDonald's pulled out, because years ago, Russia had to import to the country all the raw ingredients, it would hurt them. Instead, it turns out that the Russians over the years have managed to produce the raw ingredients to make the jumbo hamburgers and the fries. And so they're just doing just fine by renaming the 800, I think, plus restaurants throughout Russia. And people are going in and having the same food that tastes exactly the same because they have the ingredients. Why didn't we know this stuff before?
Well, my guess is that the CIA gave a pretty good appraisal to the Biden administration, the policy people, of what would happen, including, as you said, the jumbo hamburgers, which can be made in Russia. And Russia, being a pretty big country, has a lot of reliance on its own supply chains to deal with sanctions. Having said that, the inflation in Russia as a result of the sanctions is probably running at 15 to 20%, which is high and painful. We've got 8%, they've got twice as much. And the economy in Russia has dropped, whereas ours is still growing, perhaps slowly, but we're still growing. But their economy will be down about 8% this year. So there is pain, but it's not pain that's going to change Putin's mind. And remember, Russia, going back to many wars, has endured a lot of pain in history, and that's well known in the Russian population. And so I think I'm pretty sure neither the CIA nor any other intelligence agency would have told the administration that the sanctions, once imposed, would change Putin's mind.
Gary Huffbauer, Peterson Institute for International Economics. Gary, thanks. This is an Odyssey original. Find us and others on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.